Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you got a cold or something?
No, I got a lot on my mind. I'm thinking about going back to school, so I just finished talking to someone in reference to that.
Oh. Get your degree?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Well.
In teaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't get it if you don't go back.
Right. Okay, we got another caller. I think this
okay.
Mom, I think it is. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Werner. Good evening. Well, she gonna be asking, can we hear her later?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
good evening. She still hadn't picked up. I'm surprised she haven't said anything yet.
Well, does she know she died or no?
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, how many years you would have to go to, Loretta?
Oh, hold on. She's calling me now.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
This is a very bizarre case. The tip was around regular equal to 0.0. Truly.
Oh, how about that, dude? Talk to me from in. My voice is better. Oh, okay.
Hello, Auntie Beth.
Hello, how y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. And you?
Fine.
Good evening, Bruce.
Hey, good evening.
Okay, so far we have on the line Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Bruce, and let me see if I can get Mom in. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we have Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Bruce on the line.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bruce, are you by yourself tonight?
Am I by myself?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to Brian.
Earlier today.
Okay. Okay, while we're waiting for others to call in, I guess I'll give them another minute or two. But today is an open session on peace. So do I have anyone that want to read from John?
I'll read John.
And that's Aunt Betty?
Yeah, 1427.
Right.
Okay, yes.
Okay, and how about Romans? Anyone wants to volunteer for Romans?
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you.
Someone at Romans?
Mr. Verner, you want to read Romans?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, anyone wants to volunteer for Ephesians?
I
read Ephesians 2:14.
Okay, yes. And Carrie, Ephesians. Mom, you want to get 2 Thessalonians?
Yeah, I'll get that one.
Okay. Okay, look like this is about it. No one else is calling in as of yet.
You had talked to your sister?
She had her book club meeting. Last minute she remembered. She saw email. So I knew she wasn't going to be here. And Toy is working over. I hadn't heard from anyone else.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a blessed week. And tonight I'll be your host. Angela's in her book club meeting, and may God be with her tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, our session, open session today is on God promises of peace. And the definition of peace is the absence of hostility, freedom from quarrels and disagreement, and peace is living in harmony. Jesus also left us with peace. Okay, I have Auntie Betty going to read from John.
You ain't blessed the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, here I go. Okay, may everyone bow their head for the blessing of the line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here tonight and the ones that could not be with us. Bless us with the wisdom we need to keep pressing forward. Bless us with courage, health, and wealth. We ask that you remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We ask that you fill each and every one of us with the Holy Spirit. Lift us up in a mighty way. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your continuous love and patience that you show us daily. We pray for a blessed and victorious week. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we have a bet coming to us from John.
I'm reading out the International Version.
Okay.
John chapter 14 and verse 27. It said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. And do not be afraid." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we have Mr. Verner coming to us out of Romans.
Okay, I'll be reading Romans 5, 1 through 2. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith in his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next we have Ephesians. Auntie Carrie coming to us.
Okay, Ephesians 2:14, "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us." He is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Okay, Mom, you want to come to us on Second Thessalonians?
Second Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse, and it reads, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace, always by all means. The Lord be with you all." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next we're going to come with the sick and shut-ins. And may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you asking for healing and strength. Bless our family, friends, and loved ones that are not well. Make them strong again. Dear Father, we know that you sent your Son down to die for all our sins, that including sickness. We know by your stripes we are healed, if we just only believe. We know that all things are possible through you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. Any birthdays that we need to acknowledge this week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have any listing on mine as far as birthdays. Bruce, will you do the honor just to sing the birthday song of someone's birthday today? Or this week?
Sure.
Thank
sure.
you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see if anyone wants to share any testimonies or praise report or share scripture that they want to speak on tonight. This is your time to speak. Anyone?
I would like to share something out the workers about peace.
Amen.
It said Jesus instructed his disciples that he was going to lead the disciples one of the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. He told the disciples that the peace he gives would not be like the world, but it will be that peace will surpass all understanding. We should be ever so grateful to God, the Son, that he left us that kind of peace. A peace that goes beyond all understanding. In this world of trial, tribulation, turmoil, wars and rumors of wars, and it seems that there are more earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, typhoons. In this world where there is more hatred, dislike, jealousy towards one another, we need that kind of peace that Jesus left us.
Yes.
In order for us to require that peace that Jesus stated he would leave us, we must be in constant prayer and meditation. Yes, we must continually pray to God, asking him to give us that peace, and then wait for an answer from God through meditation. Sweet peace is the gift of God's love. Christ on the cross, peace was made. My debt by his death was all paid. No other foundation is laid, for peace is the gift of God's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, is the gift of God's love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, do we have Candace to just join us? Hello? Hey, is this Candace or Dot? Who just joined the line?
Yes, that's me.
Candace, okay, yes. How you doing?
All right.
Okay,
there's
do you have any huh? Do you have any testimony, praise reports you want to share with us tonight?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the program is just about over. We went through everything except for the closing of the prayer. Next week is the group Be Encouraged, and it will be on God Promises on Salvation. I'll go ahead and do the closing prayer. So if everyone would, I'm sorry?
You didn't ask nobody no questions. I thought we were going to read something.
Well, I said if you wanted to read anything, share, whatever you want to share. If you want to share, go ahead.
Okay. You
want to
go first?
Yeah. I would like to read a to be thankful. To be thankful is to be a healer. To listen for one heart, then meet them where they are, being open your heart to let the love of God shine through. To follow God leading and meeting one true need. To be a warrior for those overcome in spiritual battle, to take their place on the battlefield as their intercession. To be an example, to make judgment by what is seen or heard, neither by word or deed, but by the Spirit of God who looks upon the heart, as the Spirit cannot lie. To be a teacher, to be willing to be the person in the forefront, learning how to overcome Satan, that one might be prepared to help others in time of need, and many more. To be thankful is in all the ways Jesus has loved us to multiply his seed. This Thanksgiving season better give him true thanks. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Mom, you want to share?
Yeah, I want to read Genesis 11, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because earth has one language, a few words, and as men migrate in the east, they found a plain in the land of China and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with the top in the heaven. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the Son of Man had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they purpose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that we may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, anyone else have anything they want to share tonight? Okay, once again, our program was on What God Promises on Peace. I thank everyone for stepping up to the plate, taking part in to the program tonight. Candace, I would like to extend this offer to you if you would like to do the closing tonight. If not, I will go ahead and do it. But yes, no?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
What's the problem?
It's Matthew 6:9.
Thank you. You just want
everyone
to say
bow your head, please. Matthew 6:9.
Okay.
1 through 15, is it? Yeah.
All right.
In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, once again, I want to thank everybody. Yes?
I didn't
thank everyone.
They're missing her, that's all.
Don't forget what?
I just told Cammie we missed her.
Oh, yes. Yes, and this is such a short meeting tonight, I tell you, but I'm glad everyone came in that's here tonight and participated. Next week is on God Promises on Salvation. I thank everyone tonight. Have a blessed week. I love you all.
Okay, good night.
Good night. All that noise right at the end, we're getting ready to do the closing prayer. Well, you just had the prayers right there, baby. Still on the table.
But